This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio. Thousands walk off the job at Kaiser Permanente across the country. The company says there are plans in place to operate during the strike. Lucinda Kay explains.
Kaiser tells us all departments and DRs will remain open. However, non-urgent appointments may be rescheduled, and Kaiser may boost staff with contract workers. Caroline Lucas is the executive director of the Coalition of Unions for Kaiser. She tells me the strike is a last resort decision and absolutely necessary.
We would take the action of standing up, of walking out the door, only because our other options have been taken away from us to make a difference in safe staffing, to make a difference in patient care.
Thousands of workers walked off the job. They cover all departments from the ER to dental care to housekeepers to behavioral health. The union does not include physicians. I'm Lucinda Kay.
Now to Pueblo, where an officer with the Pueblo Police Department has been shot responding to a domestic violence call on the south side of the city. It happened this morning. According to the Pueblo Police Department, two officers responding to the 4200 block of Surfwood Lane on a domestic violence incident with weapons around 9/11. Once at the scene, police removed a female whose age has not been released from that residence. While the officers were trying to make contact with the possible suspect, PPD said that's when he opened fire. One of the two officers was hit. According to the department, the officer suffered serious but non-life-threatening injuries. He was wearing body armor at the time of the shooting. Another officer was shot. Multiple other officers responded and surrounded that residence, including SWAT. Nearby homes were put in shelter in place. District 60 confirmed that Roncalli STEM Academy was briefly locked down before putting a secure perimeter on that school. The suspect eventually came out of the residence and was taken into custody. The suspect, who is a male, has not been identified yet. It's believed he lived with the female. The 10th Judicial Critical Incidents Team was activated, and the Pueblo County Sheriff's Office is the lead investigator on this incident. You can read much more about this story by going to KRDO.com. And a Colorado Springs Police Department officer was assaulted with an attempt while attempting to serve a summons to a shoplifting suspect. According to Colorado Springs Police, the suspect, John Ballinger, assaulted the officer and a store employee. Both sustained minor injuries. Ballinger was taken into custody for assault on a peace officer, resisting arrest, obstructing a peace officer, and multiple outstanding felony warrants. The man accused of killing a 17-year-old co-worker at a Colorado Springs Walgreens store is still deciding whether he'll testify at his trial. Prosecutors rested their case against Joshua Johnson yesterday after presenting testimony about DNA and forensic evidence. Prosecutors also played an interview with a detective where Johnson said a masked man killed Whitelaw and also attacked him. Defense attorneys are expected to tell the court whether Johnson will testify in the case when that trial resumes today. The three other witnesses in the defense are also expected to testify. And we'll have an update on that story coming up at 4:30. And finally, A Pennsylvania mummy is finally getting a proper burial after 128 years. The mummified man, known as Stone Man Willie, has been on display at the funeral home in Reading since 1895. Almond's Funeral Home says the unidentified man died of kidney failure at a local jail and was accidentally mummified by a mortician experimenting with new embalming techniques. Willie is dressed in a suit and a bow tie and has a leathery skin, but he also still has hair. The funeral home says that they have now identified Stoneman Willie using historical documents and will reveal his name at his burial sometime later on this week.
It's a mix of sun and clouds across southern Colorado this afternoon. Temperatures in the 40s and 50s around the Pikes Peak region. 60s and 70s from Pueblo into the eastern plains. Overnight tonight, down into the upper 30s around El Paso County, Pueblo County, and a little closer to freezing into the middle 30s across Taylor County. So we'll begin with some sunshine Thursday morning and crisp and chilly conditions. Afternoon highs back in the 60s. As we approach about the 3 o'clock hour, another surge of colder temperatures on Friday, highs in the 40s and 50s. From a Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.